What are you going to do tonight? Can you get to a game tonight? There's no NHL. The Marlies are off, right? What do you do to this evening?
I don't know. I think I'll have a few beers after the game last night. But I don't get Subban. Like, I mean, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing this stuff. Nobody respects him. Who? I don't remember anybody ever disrespected him. Maybe squirting a few bit of water. I'm getting tired of that stuff. Bruins had better shots. We had better shots. We had better in the draws. We had better in hits. And we get the dumb penalties. We hit the hole in the stick. And spray. Seventh game, we're spraying the goalie for giving them power plays. I mean, talk about playing stupid. And Gretzky went south. I don't know where he went, back to Finland or wherever he is. It just gets scored in the first 2 minutes. And Rask, as we say, was just okay. But let's put it down, who won the series was Price. He outshot him 2-1 almost last night. He was fantastic. He's on a roll. And everybody from here on in is going to have a tough time till the finals.
I'm glad you mentioned the Marchand penalty at the start, and I'm glad you spent a lot of time on Coach's Corner doing it, because, I mean, fair is fair. Objectivity is objectivity. You're a former Bruins coach, but, you know, right's right and wrong's wrong. That, at the very worst, is it's Markov penalty to start, and maybe Marchand gets the penalty after, but at the very least, Andre Markov's got to go with him.
That starts the whole thing right off. Then you know what it does when you're on the bench and you see something like that. Obvious takes the stick and drives him in the head. They get the, you know, and they get the, we get the penalty. It's absolutely ridiculous. About two games ago, the referees were fantastic. The game was fantastic. And we get a guy, that's how the players, they don't know what to do. You get a couple of games ago, the guys let them play, and it's the best game of the whole playoffs. Then you get these guys last night, they're calling chintzy stuff like, the chicken wing. The guys weren't holding the stick half the time. The guys were doing the chicken wing. And the guys are biting, you know, it's very upsetting. I know I'm a soldier, do like Lusick, but, you know, it just pissed me off, I'll tell you, when I see refereeing like that last night. Because Bruins, we're better on the 5-on-5. As soon as it gets the penalties and that, we're not as good. I don't know why. We got good players, but we're not.
Don Cherry joins us on Brady and Walker. Any seven-game series, you see the intensity. Last night, it carried over into the handshake line. Milan Lucic was kind of giving it to Dale Weiss and Emelin. What do you think of that?
That's a, you know, big deal. So what? I've seen that many times before. What about Junior? Some of the guys cork one guys. When I mean, he's honest. He's that. I hate a guy that, I mean, Sean Thornton I really like. Don't get me wrong. You know, a phony. He's the guy that started all that water stuff and everything, and laughing on the bench. And he started all that stuff, and then he's a goody two boys after. I mean, at least Lusick's honest. It's not nice for the kids and that, but at least he's honest anyhow. And that's the way I would have felt right after, too.
I'm glad you said that, because I said this earlier. There might be 20 guys, Don, and you're kind of a fake if you've shake. There's no way you like Max Pacioretty doesn't like Zdeno Chara. Chara tried to kill him. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like you, so you shake hands with him and say good game. Hope you have a great summer. You don't mean it when you say it.
Absolutely, you don't. You'd like to take and drive and look at Lucy. I don't know what happened to Chara either. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he looked old. He looked tired. Stupid penalties, and why they got him up front, standing in front, is beyond me. He's got a shot 105 miles an hour. I know if I'm killing a penalty and I see him in front of the net, I'm happy. I know he did it for Toronto last year, but and he wears himself out in front of that net, getting knocked down, and he was awful. That was the worst he's ever played was in that series there. He just looked like he was 50 years old. I hate to say it.
Don, if you're Jerome McGinley and you have, you know, some gas left in the tank and you had a good season, what do you do?
Oh, he'll stay with the Bruins. There's no doubt about that, because Therrien really likes him and he plays him to death and that. I mean, that's the best year he's had in about 5 or 6 years. So, no, he'll stay with the Bruins. I think the Bruins, you know, I hear them saying we learned a lot. I think the Bruins learned an awful lot in that series, that you can't play stupid and win anything. And they did this, and that was a stupid series for them as far as I'm concerned. And they made comebacks and stuff like that, but they're going to have to make some changes out there. But don't forget, McQuaid, he was out. He was one of their best. Soderberg was out. If they have all their defense back in, they win the series. So I sound like Lusick, don't I?
That's not the worst thing in the world. Don Cherry Grapes joining us on Brady and Walker. Sidney Crosby, one goal, 13 games. Can you be the best player on the planet and not get criticized? He didn't have a very good playoff. He didn't look engaged. And then there's the running around stuff after. What did you think?
I think he's hurt. That's what I think. Yeah. I think there was something wrong with him. And when I watched him play, I've seen guys with a bad back. Now, he's not going to say anything. But, you know, one thing I really admired, and I should have said it last night, is that it was the end of the period the other night. He hasn't scored a goal since Napoleon was a cadet. He's having a tough time. Guys, you ever see a guy get knocked around like him? Never have I seen a guy get knocked around like him. And we asked him, the Hockey Night in Canada, asked him to come on at the end of the first period and asked him what he thinks of the period so far. And he has the class at least to go on. And he did his best. But, him and I have had it. I tried to tell him when he was 16, 17 years old, lay off, be like Lafleur, be like Yzerman. Don't fight back in that. You'll be all right. And guys, give it to him. Every chance they get, they give it to him. It's like Subban. They try to give it to him as much as they can. You got to play. You look for trouble in the National Hockey League or anywhere, you're going to get it. And, I don't know. You think his shots were nothing. Like, they were just shots on net. It was sad to see. And the Vultures are circling around. 3 months ago, he was the greatest hockey player in the world.
Sure.
Now he's the worst. It's a tough business we live in.
Would you like to see a little more of that quiet Yzerman Sakic confidence to him, or should we kind of celebrate the fact that Crosby is unique?
No, he's got nobody there to help him, and he should have been when he was 17 years old. Play it, keep your mouth shut, don't be yelling at the referees, don't be trying to hit guys. That's how he got his last concussion, trying to hit Gretzky back in the net, remember? And just play the game, because he's tremendous when he's on the game. There's nobody better. But you go looking, banging and smashing and spearing guys and everything, they're going to give it back to you. It's a tough sport, and he should have done that right from the start. It's too late now.
Your thoughts on Dion Phaneuf captaincy? It's getting thrown around here. Brendan Shannon was in town yesterday saying it's a cop-out to take the C away from Dion Phaneuf. You've watched it on other teams, and sometimes it works, and sometimes I don't think you're going to get a very happy or productive Dion Phaneuf if you give the... And I'm not sure there's an obvious guy sitting there that should be the Leafs captain besides him, Don. What do you think?
No, you can't take it off him. I mean, and keep him. Yeah, I mean, how would I say it? That is a put down of put downs. I mean, if you're going to take the C off him, you're better off trading him, because I mean, he can't sit in that room. I mean, who will you make to start with? And I'm not saying he's the greatest captain in the world, but there's no way you can. Brendan knows you can't take the captains, keep him on the club. I mean, sometimes I've seen guys go up and ask to have it taken off. That was a little different, but no, like Lalongo, he asked to have it taken. That was a stupid one too. Remember his goal. But no, you can't take it off him and keep him on the club.
It worked with Patrick Marleau in San Jose, and they went from Modano to Brendan Morrow in Dallas. Does this feel different to you?
Yeah, like Marleau's a little different. Like Marleau's sort of a sleepy guy, and I don't think he really wanted it. He's not going to say anything. Phaneuf is an intense guy and everything like that. And Marleau, that wouldn't bother him at all. But I think Phaneuf, it would really bother him if you did that. You have no respect on the club. Can't do it. Either get rid of him or let him keep the captaincy. And I know everybody says take the captaincy off. It's easier said than done.
Way easier. Rangers Montreal, 1 o'clock on CBC on Saturday afternoon. Daytimes, you get tonight free. Tomorrow, Saturday night free. We'll be watching Saturday afternoon, Grapes.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't go to those afternoon games, but NBC wants it. So, we do what NBC says.
Maybe we'll go to the Marlies game on Saturday, Grapes.
Yeah,
how about that?
I won that last night. I was really upset about the Marlies game last night. John Anderson, I'm pumping 31 of the 40 guys playing last night in the American Hockey League, and I'm going through that. Wonderful. And I look at John Anderson on the bench. He's got an old black shirt on, no tie. I mean, what is that? I feel like phoning David Andrews, the president, and say, look, we're supposed to be our kids here at 9:30 at night go with a shirt and tie. Surely a guy that coaches Chicago can get a shirt and tie on. I think I'll do it anyhow.
You should do it. And a bad goatee, too.
Oh, terrible. I mean, I'm not going to eat any more of his hamburgers.